We have a great concept today. So there's a great line I heard from Rav Bitterman's sheet. I heard this line a while ago. And the line is great. The line says, most of our problems come because of two reasons. We act without thinking, or we keep on thinking without acting. And that's pretty much it. We act without thinking, or we keep on thinking without action. And we're gonna bring out a few Torahs, how that's relatable to our lives. And the first Torah is lesson 113, which is an incredible Torah. So we keep on acting without thinking. That means either we're always judging or we're reacting. And remember, like we said many times, events are just triggers, are places where we take out our frustration. It has nothing to do with the event. It's how you feel about yourself. That's the place that you're just taking out the energy. So if we understand that, then we could really change. There's an incredible Torah by Rabbi Nachman, lesson 113. And he says, for I heard in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, before any decree is passed against the world, God forbid, the whole world is gathered and asked about this decree in judgment. Or if a person himself, against whom there's a judgment decreed, God forbid, even if he's asked, he's going to be asked, and they're going to ask him, what do you think should happen? So basically, they're going to ask you, hey, what do you think should happen to your friend? And really, that sentence is for you. It's not for your friend. He's saying here, the point is as follows. Surely, that if a person was specifically asked about an event, and he would certainly protest, but imagine if they asked you, hey, what do you think should happen? Should he be guilty or not? Of course he's not guilty. If you always plead your own case. But the whole point is here, is when you have to be very careful when people ask you about other people, you should, number one, you should say, I'm completely booked. I'm booked. I have 24 hours to work on myself. I have no time to judge people. That's the greatest answer. That is really the greatest answer. No vacancy. We're sold out for life because working on ourselves is so much. It's so difficult. It's so much work. And if you realize how much work, definitely you don't have the time to work on judge somebody else. And second, you should say, I don't know. I don't know all the details. I have not reached his place. That's another great advice. It says you cannot judge somebody until you reach their place. So you ask yourself, did you reach that person's place? Yes or no? And if the answer is no, you should say again, until God forbid, I don't know that place. But what he's saying here, it's a trap. It's a trap. So be careful with these everyday conversations. Be careful with these everyday conversations. And if you're able, they're asking you. You're in court. But they're really asking about somebody else. But Rav Nachman's telling us, no, this is happening. You are getting judged. You can, incredible concept. You can actually give your own judgment to yourself. Isn't that an incredible concept? And he's saying, how do we know this? Where do we know this from? This is similar to the story about King David, right? When the prophet Nathan came to him and asked him, hey, what do you think should happen to a guy who has, you know, one guy who has one lamb and another guy has tons of lambs, and the guy with tons of lambs go grabs the one lamb, referring to the story of one who's wealthy and one who's not, referring to the story of Uriah Bat Sheva. And all of a sudden, from that case is where he unfortunately he says the guy should be killed. And that's exactly what happened to him. It's exactly what happened to him. So from this you know, one has to take very, very care not to pass judgment until one considers it a second, a third, a fourth. Because you're actually judging yourself. This is where we are programmed in Rav Nachman's teachings that you have to give everybody the lechav zchut. You have to give people the benefit of the doubt, because otherwise you are judging your own self. So think about next time you're having a conversation with somebody, just think about, it's a trap. And believe it or not, it's a trap. Be careful not to fall into the trap of judgment. And you're taking action without thinking that, hey, I might be getting trapped. Another beautiful Torah, Rav Nachman says in lesson 59, says before Shefa is going to come down to a person, before money is going to come down to a person, he's going to get tested with anger. He's going to get tested to see if he's worthy of that Shefa or not. Right? Why? Because evil comes from the north and Shefa comes from the north. So be careful with these tests that we're going through daily. These tests that have the stupidest things, the emails, the packages in the wrong place, the Amazon boxes in the wrong place. We're losing a lot of shefa on shipping equipment. You understand? People are blowing a lot of shefa on. They don't understand the details. They don't understand the essence of the situation. It's a trap. The evil inclination traps you all the time. He makes you judgmental. He makes you angry. You have to understand. You have to understand the work. And we're getting caught up in the yelling at the you're yelling at the Yetzirah after you took all your money. So, God forbid, we should not get tested today. We don't ask for these tests. But it's not when, it's not if you're going to get tested. It's when you're going to get tested. So again, don't lose your shefa on a tortilla. Don't use your shefa on an Amazon package. Don't use your shefa on stupidity. Because if you recognize how much stupidity happens, but it's the way God designed the world that He would give shefa through the north, which is the left, etc. So you need to have gevura. You need to have discipline today to be mindful and be careful with judgment and be careful with anger. And that's because we are thinking without acting. And this is where, again, I have a friend of mine, you know, he acted without thinking. He, unfortunately, he went to a vacation, and next thing you know, he has a baby with somebody who he has to support the rest of his life. So, you know, Tyreek Hill has, you know, 10 kids and with three different women. No, I think 10 kids with four different women in like 1 year, 2 years. So a lot of people are doing a lot of acting without thinking. And this is where Chabad tells us we have to use our mind over our heart. You have to use your mind over our heart. Specifically with, if you want to heat up your future, you have to cool off your impulses in life. If you, the number one thing that's gonna cool off your future is your impulses. So we have to cool off our impulses and we have to heat up our vision. To the extent that you cool off your impulses in life, you will heat up your vision. To the extent that you don't, then unfortunately we keep on acting without thinking. So that's one thing. That's why it's so important in his bodhidut. You know how many times that we apologize? All the time. Oh, and if we could have just been a little bit more careful with what we said, it wouldn't have happened. Like how many times? I mean, for me, I could tell you 100 times. If I would have just been a little bit more mindful before the situation, you make one comment, next thing you know, you're stuck apologizing for hours. But if we could just take a step back and just think a little bit, you know, there's a great line in psychology that tell you, halt. Anytime you're hungry, you're angry, you're lonely and tired, don't do anything. Don't do anything. Because what's going to happen is if you're hungry, angry, lonely and tired, you're going to do something stupid and you're going to regret it. Because you're driven by emotion. So think about that. The second step, the second concept is we keep on thinking without acting. Rav Nachman tells us in Lesson 72. He says, there are times where a person has a desire to return to God or a desire to take action. And all of a sudden, he gets that inspiration. But if he doesn't take that inspiration right away, the inspiration goes. This is exactly what the Baal Sulam says in his teachings. He says, if a person has a good desire, a good thought, but nothing comes out of it, it's a sign that there's a deficiency in the thought itself, and the thought is not strong enough to bring birth to the action, or the vessel is not strong enough. Like Mel Robbins says many times, if you have a thought, within 5 seconds, if you don't take some kind of action on that thought, your brain will kill it. Your brain will kill the thought. Why? Because most of our thoughts, God sends you a thought. Remember, these thoughts are coming from God. It's a flash of chachma. It's a flash, remember, but chachma has to be developed. It's a flash of chachma. So what happens is our brain cannot stand anything that's not comfortable. If it's comfortable, it loves it. But anything that's challenging, you get that thought within 5 seconds. You don't have 5 seconds. You take the thought, your brain will kill the idea, will come up with an excuse not to do it. She had a whole book. It's called the 5 Second Rule. And she basically, she told people when you're about to do something, count backwards. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, so you interrupt the pattern from the basal ganglia to the prefrontal cortex. Because all of a sudden, if you get in the basal ganglia, which is your subconscious, it's automatically going to go into the same pattern as you've been years. But basically, you have 5 seconds, 5 to 7 seconds. You have a thought, take action. Take action. Or create a deadline in your life. You understand? Those things. Because if you keep on thinking without acting, it's going to affect you long run. It's going to affect, hey, I keep on getting these thoughts, inspirations, and I'm not doing anything with it. And Rav Nachman tells us here that you're going to get the same exact thing, he says. He says here that you're originally going to get a thought, but if you take action on it, you destroy the evil inclination in that area. For example, he gives a great example of this. He gives the example of a famous Gemara in Kedushin 49. It says, what would happen all of a sudden if a man says, I want to get married on the condition that I'm a righteous person? Can the guy get married? Yes. Why? Because the minute he says, I'm a righteous person, he came up one level. Now what happens is as soon as you create one level, as soon as you get past one level, a new devil comes. A new level comes. So it's extremely important that with spirituality, specifically in the morning, et cetera, you need to act quickly. It's not. Don't think. That's why our Torah tells us, as soon as you wake up in the morning, stop thinking and start thanking. Modeh ani. They're not telling you to wake up and think about every single situation in your life that's going to go wrong today. They tell you right away, as soon as you wake up in the morning, don't think. Modeh ani. Think. You know what? It doesn't even say ani modeh. It doesn't. The Torah doesn't even want you to even think about yourself. It says modeh ani. Because if you say ani modeh, that's what Rabbi Mansur said in his class yesterday. But the extremely, extremely important, if you're thinking about something, and that's why a lot of anxiety today comes from, you know, people get ideas, they're not doing anything with it. And you have to understand, the way that you kill the Yetzirah, and this is a Grant Cardone concept, is a very 10x concept. He says the way you kill it is, how does the evil inclination survive with you? How does something survive? It survives on time. Just like, for example, Rav Nachman said that if I want to go kill a negative energy, you go into the mikvah and blow out the bubbles. Why? Because air cannot survive underwater. So all of a sudden, the air cannot survive. So you kill the air. The same thing with fear. Fear lives on time. You know, anytime you fear, you always procrastinate. I'll do it tomorrow. Anything you don't want to face, you always delay it or procrastinate it because of the, you don't want to take action right now. So it becomes a procrastination thing. So what you need to do is how do you kill fear? You kill fear by starving it of its time, by not giving it a time, by taking action immediately. So this is where the worst action is an inaction. Take some kind of move towards a goal. And this is exactly the energy of today. The energy of today is definitely net. It's net gevur sheba netzach, right? Taking action on real goals in the future. Taking real action on goals in the future. But do not wait. Again, the worst thing we could do, according to Rav Nachman saying here, the worst thing we could do is wait for a feeling to get action. No, it's never going to happen. How it works is you get a flash of inspiration, and in that inspiration, if that action is not taken right away, then the inspiration's gone. We said many times, how do you get more inspiration in life? You get a thought of inspiration, you take action. Your action should get you inspired. Inspiration, action, inspiration, action. You understand? If I want the second round of inspiration, it's only going to come because of the first inspiration, because I took action on the inspiration. You start losing weight. That's called momentum in life, right? You all of a sudden you get a thought to go run. You take the run. You start running, right? That running, you took action. So now you're inspired to go run again. But if you let these flashes of thoughts, you let these flashes of consciousness, or flashes of which is called chachma, come to you, and you don't do anything with them, they will leave you, and then they'll come back maybe, I don't know, in a week or two. So they don't. Heaven sends it to you. It gives you encouragement. Heaven sends us thoughts of encouragement. That's why when I'm in his bodhidut, I get an idea. If I don't write it down, it's gone. I will forget about it. Right away, I'd write the idea. right away. I bring it down to action. I bring it down to practicality, because I will forget about that idea. Because heaven sends you these ideas. So also, heaven sends you, you should date that person. Well, I'm not in the mood. You don't know when you're going to get the next flash of light. You're thinking this is an all-inclusive buffet that you can eat whenever you want all the time. No, it's not true. Heaven sends you. There's mazalot. There's a lot of luck in heaven, and there's certain times that there's a time of favor, and that time of favor might come to you. And if you don't take that action in that time of favor, see you later. Then it'll come again some other time. But always, always, when you have some kind of thought, take the action. Or you could do the opposite. You could say, I couldn't care less about thoughts. I take action, and then my thoughts change my life. That's much harder. That's much more discipline. Where you don't, I don't care how I feel in the workout. I don't care if I'm tired or not. I'm going in there, and I will feel great afterwards. That's a second more disciplined approach. So think about this area in your life. Think about where you could take, stop, again, stop act. Let's stop acting without thinking, and let's start taking action when we have thoughts, when we have real inspiration, because that only comes from upstairs. Have a great day.